This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's a great day. It's hump day. Big Brother's on tonight if you're lucky enough to be able to stay up late past 8 o'clock at night. And watch that. Kamala Harris was just announced as Joe Biden's running mate. It's just wonderful. It's a wonderful day. And now we're going to do the celebrity trash, and that's wonderful as well.
All right.
Good stories in here.
Good.
Celebrity trash brought to you by your family photos. Take some time off from work or remote school and pull out those old family photo albums for a quick throwback. Your family time matters. Thanks, Nicole.
Yeah, who knew how many awards I had for being the most humorous kid in class? I didn't know. I saw him yesterday for the first time. I was really, I thought I got awards for actual stuff. I was surprised. So they gave me.
Oh, that's actually a thing, right?
Well, I mean, every year I got called up during assembly time and handed the class clown award. And that's, I got a ton of them over there. Jesus.
Like, well, they didn't call you the class clown, Vin. They said you were the most humorous.
Well, aren't
you
those
knew all the jokes?
Aren't those two things?
You're like
exactly
Isla. Knock, knock. Who's there?
And it's not like I didn't know that. I just didn't know I actually got awards for that. They wrote that on the award. Jesus.
They didn't write class clown. They wrote most humorous. You're right. Hilarious. No wonder
sure.
You want to be in a radio guy.
I did. I'm sure you can find old interviews where I used to say, I learned to do radio in school during class.
I'll do that all afternoon.
Right.
Finally, I have something to do.
Right.
I'm going to start with a death. This is terribly sad. For people who know, I think my mom used to talk about Trini Lopez. I remember being a little kid and knowing the song I Had a Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy has died of COVID-19 at age 83. He was one of the stars of the Dirty Dozen. And he's mostly a singer, mostly known for his music. And best known for his rendition of If I Had a Hammer. I love this tune.
I have a lot of
warning.
I have a lot of love between my brothers and my sisters. All over the land.
Oh, that's good. That's just solid music making right there. That's.
I've never been into him, but I do know he has his own guitar model made by Gibson. He's a legit big time star, so good for him.
There's a filmmaker who just recently finished shooting a documentary on him. And his death has been, he died in Palm Springs at the age of 83. He died Tuesday from complications from COVID-19. So rest in peace, Trini Lopez. I really wish I knew more about it. I know that song. That's it.
I don't even know that song, but I do know, like, that's, he had a great life, great entertainer, and, you know, it sucks that he went out from COVID, but it seems like there's plenty of people who are having that problem.
Right.
He's not alone.
Yes. No, he's not. Well, and the older you are, the worse it seems. So,
mm-hmm.
Mom, keep dad inside. Sheryl Crow, yesterday I saw this. It's not a new song. It's apparently a revamped version of a 2012 B-side, and it's called Woman in the White House. And she's got a video that we've put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And it's just women, the suffragettes, and just women of note throughout history. and her thoughts on it. And it's a goofy little song, but it's, I really found myself just sucked into the video and enjoying the song. And I love Sheryl Crow. She looks amazing. I want to say she's in her late 50s now. If not, can someone look up Sheryl Crow's age? I should have done that before I did this, but I just realized I was going to wonder about it. So she
58.
Oh, 58. Okay.
Wow. Right.
Not quite 60, but she just looks amazing. Like her arms are, she's so tough. Like, beat you up. Anyway, it's a cute song. It's a remake of a 2012 song, Woman in the White House, and here's a little taste.
All right,
little,
that's a fun little blues
sure.
jam. Good for her.
It's cute. And the imagery is just great in this, too. So if you have a minute, go to the Serengeti Facebook page. We put that up there, and it's worth a minute of your time, ladies and men and gentlemen. Congratulations, Ed Sheeran. He is expecting a baby with his wife, Cherry Seaborn.
Oh, okay.
She had kept her pregnancy. You know, no one's going out.
Right.
So she was able to keep this a total secret. And they're expecting a baby this summer, which means any minute now. I guess maybe
yes.
that's why this is the summer.
Uh-huh.
He's got about a month left. So he is overjoyed, obviously. The best part about this story, though, as I'm scrolling through the pictures, and they look so happy together. And then they start showing little pictures of him when he's a little boy. He is the cutest. He was the cutest child of all time. Just so, just darling. The little
You're talking about Ed Sheeran now.
Ed Sheeran, yeah. So, right. I mean, we can only hope that his kid will be half as adorable as he is. But they're the things the couples do, walking around. They love football, soccer. So they're at the games, and there he is playing with all his terrible tattoos on his arms, and he's kissing her and proposed to her, and... It's just, it's darling. Speaking of family photos, you know, you look back and enjoy those. There's a picture of him. I don't know. He's in a school uniform. I think he's 5. It's just darling. I'm going to stare at this picture all day. I'm going to send this picture to Jane. Jane will love this.
Well,
Jane
sure she will.
We have a whole thing going. I'm sure she'll be like, oh, yes, I remember the first time I saw that when I was 6 and he was 5. I've known Ed forever. Anyway, congratulations to them. I don't have much more information than they're expecting. It doesn't say anything about the sex or when the exact date is, but that's come out.
Go surfing, Ed. Go surfing while you can, because you think you're getting yourself, you're nesting and you're getting yourself, it's now. Go surfing. You're going to be busy. Oh, is that the little baby?
Oh, yeah, that's not cute. The picture I'm thinking of, but man, he's cute. See if you can find the one. Hang on, maybe I'll send you this. Oh, there it is. That's
this one right here.
And I was open it up a little so you can see his little tie that he's got on and his little sweater vest. Oh my God, he's so cute. Look at him. Like, come on, man. He's a pumpkin head. He's so cute.
Wow.
Oh, 5-year-old with big thick glasses and a little like brown tweed looking sweater. Oh, and a little red coat. Oh,
if only other kids had probably reacted to him the way you are, he wouldn't be a musician today.
Right. He would have been far less into his own thing.
Right.
He's so adorable. I've seen pictures of him, I think, sitting at the piano and stuff when he's really little. Is that one of them? Maybe. It just, you know, what a perfect little dork. I love that guy. I love that kid. I would take a kid that looked like that. That'd be nice. Anywho, not that I go around taking kids. Don't misunderstand me.
It does sound a little weird.
Mm. I'll take a grandkid like that. How's that sound?
There you go.
Oh my God, look at him. He's so cute. Anyway, back to other things. So
if you've ever... your grandkid talk. Yeah. You know, have you told your kids about the birds and the bees? Because they need to get to work on that if they're going to make one of those for you.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I'm. It's going to be a while.
Sheesh.
It is going to be a while. They All just right. have other stuff going on. And unless they have it and they just don't tell me, which is totally possible. Although, not the older one. He seems like he'd tell me.
And it would have gotten to you. And I don't even know why they'd keep it from you anyway.
I know.
Everybody wants their parents to meet their person.
Well, and considering
not
some
true.
Of the stuff, you know. Oh.
Yes, it's true. Stop it, Bryn.
Takes a while.
Well, if they're hanging out on the regular, you would think that it would be inescapable. Like, who are you spending all your time with?
Right.
But they'd we're come all
over for
down
dinner. And, they'd come by right. to meet for
the
when they leave
up,
out for
whoever.
The course.
Yeah. His friends will come and pick him up, but I don't know if, you know, I just don't know. And it's their business. I'll find out. I'm sure I'll be invited to the wedding. Let's put it that way. I don't know. Maybe I won't.
Maybe you won't.
Maybe I'm busy that day anyway. So.
Right.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize the talking was going to stop. So,
your segment.
It's your break.
I know, but sometimes the talking goes on and I can sneak in a sip of coffee. So, if you've ever been in bed at 7 a.m. on, a Saturday or a Sunday, and all of a sudden, someone next door is cutting down a tree or got their gas-powered lawnmower going, or just the things people do on weekends that are so obnoxious if you're not personally doing them.
Right.
Well, Toto Steve Lukather has had enough. And his neighbor's leaf blower apparently wakes him up on the regular. So he posted, he has the equipment, the high decibel equipment to fight back. He took a big guitar amp and put it on top of the trampoline to protect his dog's ears. He wanted to shoot it over his head.
Right.
And this is how he took his revenge, and he's mad. He says, "What happens when the D-head neighbor's gardener starts up blowers at 7 a.m.? And there he is, unleashing his sonic fury toward his neighbor. And the post was accompanied by the hashtags Good Morning Sunshine and F you. So there he is.
Yes!
Just being as obnoxious as possible.
Good That's for him.
It's on Steve Lukather's Instagram. Oh, and then I think he yells something.
It wasn't a cuss word, though.
Okay, that's good. Anyway, he's sick and tired of being woken up at 7 a.m. And apparently they did shut off the leaf blowers after that. Oh, he screams good morning. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he went straight to that, or I think that the first best move might be to ask nicely if you guys could just wait till 9. You know, can you wait till 9? That seems like a completely reasonable hour for both parties to compromise on. But if they won't do that, sure, fight back. You still had to
get out of bed in your pajamas, lug your gear out there, set it
right.
up and go, but... If it makes you feel better, then that's what you should do.
I do hate that neighbors often find themselves, they just hate each other. And it becomes this horrible war where the American dream has now become your nightmare because you hate your neighbor and you're at war all
right.
the time.
It
that's
is
terrible.
It's terrible because it ruins the place that you live. And
right.
it happens a lot. It just suddenly you're not happy even in your own home. I'm going to end with this because I didn't get to it last hour. Everybody knows that Howie Mandel is a massive germaphobe, which I'm sure is hell for him in life. They're saying it must be hell in a pandemic. I'm thinking it's easier for him. He doesn't have to go anywhere. Nobody's reaching out to shake his hand. There's hand sanitizer everywhere. But it's not just the germophobia. It's his full-on OCD. He well beyond not wanting to shake hands with people. He did an interview with Esquire where he described it like this. you might have the thought that you didn't lock your door. And you'd get out of the car and you'd shake the lock to make sure and be like, okay, I locked it. Well, I get back in the car and I go, maybe I didn't shake it enough. So I do it again. And I get back and I go, I don't think I really pushed it hard. And I do it again. And I've been locked into this ritual of keep going back and check for over an hour where my life stopped. I missed my meeting because I couldn't drive away from my house.
He I'm said, not here, that bad, but I have that problem as well. And I says, and it's bad. It's truly like you sure. will.
You can't I'm trust sure, your own brain.
Right. I'm sure people watch me or have watched me and thought, what the hell is wrong with that dude? He's gotten in and out of his car three times. But I have done that, no doubt. So I
he
believe
says,
him.
No, I know. It's awful. So much so that I almost broke my knuckles because the 30th time I went back to my door, I took my fist and I smashed it on the knob. I'd have so much pain in my knuckles, I'd go, listen, Howie, this pain should be the message that you've already overchecked it. But I go, maybe I loosened it with that punch. I better go back and look. And it gets exacerbated because intellectually I understand I'm being ridiculous and I can't stop myself. And the fact that I can't control my own mind is what bothers me.
Yeah.
So I thought that is a glimpse into somebody's neurosis or beyond neurosis. And Howie Mandel making some people feel better about their own obsessive compulsive stuff and others going, oh, he doesn't know nothing.
Well, I what he didn't mention, because I've had this problem, is I've absolutely checked the door, gotten in the car, forced myself to drive away, and a mile down the road gone, damn it, and turned around and driven all the way back and checked it again because I didn't do enough of checking to calm my brain. And
you
so
know,
there's
sometimes you just gotta say, oh well, if it's unlocked, that's that. It's on me. I'll check it better next time.
All my stuff will be gone, but
all my stuff will be gone. I'm pretty sure I locked it. Pretty sure I turned off the stove. Pretty sure. It'll be fine. All right. Ooh, hold on. Jane texted me.
Oh, boy.
She wants me to send the pictures. Okay.
Of course she did.
Yeah. Hi, Jane.
She wants you to send the pictures.
Of Ed.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, my God.
All right. What kind of pictures do you think we're talking about?
I don't know. I didn't know.
Yeah, we don't know your relationship. What you guys be texting?
What we'd be texting? It's all
innocent.
What you
guys be texting?
It's all above board. Maybe she wants the Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion pictures. Maybe I'll send her those.
It's
Jane. What's coming up, Ben?
I got fast facts and a ton of other stuff after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.